The scripture text that is assigned for us this Sunday is really short. It's only two verses, but it comes from the center of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is something that back when we were in in-person church earlier this year, we spent three Sundays taking a look at what Jesus was teaching in this important moment. These two verses, however, come from an episode where he has just told the disciples in the verse before this that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus evidently intends his disciples to be the answer to their own prayer. For here in chapter 10, he is sending out the disciples and giving them authority over unclean spirits, to heal, to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. Jesus is instructing the 12 disciples to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of heaven has come near. He has sent the disciples out to be envoys of his ministry and his mission, to proclaim the same good news that he proclaims and to perform the same good works of healing that he is doing. Jesus' further instructions to the disciples make clear that the disciples are to share in Jesus' poverty, taking with them no money or no extra clothing, and depending on the hospitality of others. But they will not be welcomed everywhere, and they cannot expect the same level of hospitality at every location, and in some cases, they might be received with hostility, as Jesus sometimes was received. This section of scripture is from this important moment when Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." A really important note about hospitality, that when we welcome one who comes in Jesus' name, we are not only welcoming Jesus, but the one who sent Jesus as well. That when someone comes to us in the name of Christ, that we are inviting the very presence of the divine into our midst. For this week's worship packet, I was trying to think about something that we could do as we progress through the summer worshiping in this unique way. And I thought that it would be fun to take a journey with all of you, to take a journey going from place to place, but traveling without necessarily leaving our homes. And so I came up with the idea of a California summer road trip. You see, in this scripture here, Jesus is preparing his disciples for a journey. He's preparing them to go forward into the world and to seek the hospitality of others and to spread the good news of the kingdom of heaven having come near. I think we can take a journey through our own state and journey through California, through its art and through some of its important figures. So I thought that this week we would start our journey in Sacramento, and then next week we would head to the Bay Area. And after that, we'll head down to LA and Orange County, and then we'll cut over and go to Palm Springs. So we'll get Riverside County in there, and then we'll come down to San Diego. And if there's desire for it, we can head into Baja and Baja Sur, and we can experience all of the Californias and all of the rich things that these lands can teach us, and all of the important art and all of the important ideas that have come out of the Californias. So I hope that you will join me as we take this journey together. And I had to think about Sacramento because it's a place that I've never been to. And so this road trip this week is the only opportunity that I've had to go to Sacramento. But there's an artist that's very important who has called Sacramento his home for so many years. And his name is Wayne Thiebaud. And Wayne Thiebaud is actually responsible for being the creator of the design of the California Arts Council license plate. So you've probably seen this if you've lived in California long enough, that you will see cars that have a little bit different license plate, And this is a license plate that you pay an extra fee for. I think it's $35 your first time and $40 on your renewal extra. Or it might be more than that. But the California Arts Council receives $35 from every new applicant for this license plate, and then $40 for every renewal. And the cover of this week's worship packet includes a picture of what that license plate looks like. Wayne Thiebaud was born in Mesa, Arizona, but has called California his home for the majority of his life. And he was a professor of painting at UC Davis. He is a renowned artist in the pop art movement, although Wayne Thiebaud will reject both the word artist and pop art. He does not like to be called an artist, and he does not like being considered a pop artist, largely because Wayne Thiebaud takes pride in the title of painter. It's a craft that he has honed. It's something that he has taken very seriously. For him, it's almost an academic endeavor. He was a teacher, a professor of painting for so many years, and he values really the craft of careful attention to the manipulation of paint, and has come up with his own way, his own visual vocabulary of portraying common everyday objects in an almost appetizing, delectable way. He's most known for his paintings of food. So as you have paged through this week's worship packet, you'll have noticed that there were some candied apples, there was a sandwich, there were rows of pies, and it almost looks like the paint is frosting. Like you could almost take it off of the canvas and eat it. His paintings look like there's an appetizing quality to them, that this food almost looks real. It looks like it has flavor to it. And he has been able to manipulate his media in such a way that gives this effect. Wayne Thiebaud never sought to become famous. He went to New York with a roll of canvases under his arm to show different gallery owners. And for the most part, he was rejected, except for by one. And this gallerist was impressed by what Wayne Thiebaud, who had come all the way out from California, had to show him. And he really helped build his career to the point that today Wayne Thiebaud's paintings are astronomical in the prices that they sell for. Quick Snack, which is in this week's worship packet, which shows a man and a woman with sodas and hot dogs in their hands, recently sold, I think about 2 years ago, for something in the range of $5.5 million. And this is impressive, largely also because Wayne Thiebaud is still alive. And he's still working, and he's still painting, and he still lives in Sacramento. And this November, he will celebrate his 100th birthday. So, I hope that as we journey through California and learn a little bit more about some of the characters who have shaped this state and many of the artists who have decided to call this region home, that we can begin to accept their hospitality, the hospitality that's inherent in their work. I think that when I look at Wayne's work, it speaks of hospitality. There's something inviting about it. There's something friendly about it. There's something that we can all have in common about enjoying these candied apples or these pies. And so I think that as we learn about our state, I think we will learn about the hospitality of these artists, that even though we've never met them, they have welcomed us into their presence through the work that they have produced. And that in so doing, they have done a ministry, much like what Jesus was talking to his disciples about, that you will encounter hospitality along the way, and that is indeed a ministry of welcoming the divine into our presence. May it be so. Amen.